I don't know if I mentioned the swivel. I think I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the grain.
Shriveling.
Through. It went through the window. You got to listen hard for this one because you're used to it. Through instead of through. You threw the ball. Threw it way over there.
Hmm.
But if you listen, you'll find it. It's very common. And you say guys and fellows, and you find old boy all over the place. You may even use that yourself.
Yeah, I probably do, yeah. But yeah, this old boy is...
Uh-huh.
Did so and so.
But you're when you were relaxed there talking away, you were guys and fellows quite regularly. But old boy, well, you remember Claude, his old mm-hmm. boy, this old boy, that old boy. Let's say I wanted some more coffee and you came in and I'd say, what did you do? You'd say,
I got him some more coffee, or I went after some coffee, or
you've done what with him?
I made some coffee.
Well, let's say it's all made. You just went out.
Oh, I poured you some coffee.
I poured you some coffee and I've...
Brought it to you.
Uh-huh. Better change colors here. Oh, let's see. Did I ask you about food that's cooked one day?
Leftover?
Mm-hmm.
Leftovers.
And if somebody offers you some food, and you're full, you'd say, thank you, but
I'm full, don't leave a will.
I don't care for any.
Don't care for any more.
If there's food on the table and somebody passes it to you and you say, oh, thank you, but it's already been here and
I've had some. I don't care for any.
How'd you get it?
It was passed to me.
And I just
helped myself.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that comes out, helped myself. Myself. if you wanted to know about my coffee, what would you ask me?
Is your coffee hot or is your coffee good?
Let's say you bring it to me and you turn away for just a moment, then you look down and my cup's empty and you say, Have you
drank your coffee?
Mm-hmm. And here's one. That one we've got. If we have Jonathans and Pippins and McIntoshes, you'd say we have several
kinds or types of apples.
Mm-hmm. If you want to ask your friend over here about his okra this year, what would you ask him?
How's your okra doing?
Has it? If you saw a boy, let's say, and he was this tall, and you come back in a year and he's this tall, and you say, my, how he has...
Has grown.
This year, he did what?
Grew.
You know, it took me a long time to make the obvious change to colored pencils on different parts of the reel.
Why do you do that?
So I can keep track of them. And then if I want to know if it's on the first reel, on the first side, that's in one color.
Oh, I see.
It's on the second side, that's another color.
Oh.
Boy, it really makes the job easier. We were talking about corn, and we talked about that part up on top of the stalk. It's covered with pollen.
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that hair sticking out of the ear?
Silk.
And the other night you said that was a tassel too. And this is common.
Well, I didn't realize what you were talking about.
Maybe I asked the question wrong. But sometimes that fuzz is called the tassel or the tassel.
I think of the uppermost part
mm-hmm.
on the top of the mm-hmm. Plant itself is the tassel.
Now the pollinated part.
Yeah.